When you squat, you go straight down. Squat, when you hunker down, you get all sort of on your knees and you bend over. The squat iron, you straight, only you just doubling up as you straight down like you.
I see. Well, in that, if he were hiding from me, he'd just go ahead and squat down, or would it make a difference?
Whatever, it wouldn't make any difference. Whatever it took to hide.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Or say if I brought my foot down real hard on the floor and kind of jarred it, what would you say I did?
Stomp your foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or say when you were growing up, did you ever play a game where the children chased each other?
Chased each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, what they called it, some kind of base.
Oh, is that the thing that you ran to?
Huh?
Was the base the thing that you ran to?
Yeah.
To be safe?
Yeah. I don't forgot how you played it down when you chased one another. Them days, called it something, but I forgot what.
Was it just tag or?
No, you just, this was a, you'd have bases that you run to and you try to catch him before he got to the base. Mm-hmm. But, now they had what they call hide and seek. Mm-hmm. You'd cover up your eyes and they'd all go hide and then you'd go find them, you see. And if he could, while you was hunting somebody, if that fellow could beat you to the base, if you saw him and you run back to where you was hiding your face, that's the base. And then you'd run, you'd beat him back to it, you see. While you was hunting somebody else, why he didn't win it. I don't know what the procedure done forgot now. I remember something that part of it.
I see. What did children call another child who had the habit of telling on the other children? Say he was a
tattletale.
Mm-hmm. To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
I think so. Gossiping would be just talking about the general situation, and tattling would be telling a specific thing.
Mm. I see.
Well, it's kind of connected, it's kind of the same thing, but I think tattling would be telling some specific intentional thing.
Mm. I see, okay. All right. Just to get pronunciation, would you mind just counting for me kind of slow from 1 to 14?
It's counting from 1 to 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. And the number after 19 is?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And after 29?
30.
And after 39?
40.
And after 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
Okay. And 10 times 100,000 would be 1?
Million.
Okay. What about the day of the month that the bills are due? That's usually the
first of the month.
Okay. And after the first comes the
second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. And again, just for pronunciation, would you name me the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Have you ever heard people around here use any other word for Sunday?
Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean to you? Is it just another word for Sunday or?
Sabbath. Mm-hmm. Oh, that brings the Bible part of it to me, the Sabbath, to that's pertaining to certain things in the Bible, like remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Certain things happened on the Sabbath.
I see. Just one other thing. You know, you were talking to me yesterday after we got through about the difference between a board and a shingle.
Yes.
Could you tell me that again?
A board is rise with the grain. A shingle is rise across the grain, like riff. They call it riff. Like they used to cut real flooring out of hard pine and had the grain, like my fingers is a grain, they had it up like that. Flat flooring, you saw it through there. But a riff flooring is, you got your grains up edgeways and you plank after it's flat down.